Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. Hope you have a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world. It's not too bad weather. I know I should probably clear my throat before I start, but I know I always give you a weather report. Now it's all about kind of cracking on with the podcast and not giving you shit about the weather, because no one cares about that, because ultimately you don't even know when I'm recording this, what date it is, what year it is. So you probably listen to this in the podcast land, which means you listen to any point of your life. So me talking about the weather is completely irrelevant. So if you've been around for a while, you will have followed my kind of cycles of kind of drinking caffeine and not drinking caffeine. So I have, and one of my best podcast episodes was me talking about how quitting caffeine kind of helped my nerves and kind of what you could potentially call anxiety. I don't like to call it anxiety because some people actually do have like debilitating anxiety. Mine was just a little bit like I get a little bit nervous sometimes. So I quit caffeine mainly back then to help with that, and I had some huge benefits. But I've recently quit caffeine again for a number of reasons, and I can list those. So I was finding that my energy was just up and down all of the time, dictated by my caffeine intake. Likewise, my mood was dictated by my caffeine intake. Likewise, my sleep was impacted by my caffeine intake. And likewise, everything was just impacted by my caffeine intake. And as I've exponentially got busier as a kind of coach and as a business, my caffeine consumption went up. And I do see, and this is something like I've reflected on my life, like I do have a very addictive personality in a sense that if I like something, I do a lot of it. And that's a problem, okay, when it can be something like caffeine, because ultimately it does come back to bite you in the ass in more ways than one. So I want to talk and kind of reflect on how you can help yourself quit caffeine, because it's a tricky one. Like, I love coffee. Like, I love the taste of coffee. It was a ritual. It was part of me. I still enjoy coffee. But I decided to kind of obviously make the decision again to quit caffeine. And it isn't an easy one to make, because obviously ultimately caffeine is a drug that is going to impact your psyche. It is a kind of psychoactive compound, so we need to be aware of it, and there is some kind of precautions that you need to take when you do come off it. Again, like, my personal approach was that I have done this before, so I know I can do it. So this time I just went cold turkey. I literally just said, right, here's the date. I'm just going to go cold turkey. But before, I've used some of the approaches that I'm going to talk about in this podcast. So the first one is, like, you need to reflect on, like, do you actually want to quit caffeine? Like, why do you want to quit it? Is there a list of reasons? And do, like, those reasons align with, like, the person you want to be? So, for example, if you're someone who's noticing your sleep is shit, your energy slip shit, your libido shit, your mood is shit, is it because of caffeine, or is it because, like, you're super stressed in life? If it is your life's chilled and you know it's probably because you're not getting enough sleep and your mental health deteriorating, then it probably is a good time to quit. And you will know when it's the right time. Like, most people just go through their life kind of understanding that caffeine's a part of them. Like, one of the main things for me is that I didn't like ever being relying on one thing. And I found myself waking up in the morning and the first thing I wanted to do was get a coffee. And for me, like, that is a horrible feeling, knowing that I can't just get up and start my day. I can't just be autonomous with my own kind of just being alive. Like, I was literally dictated by coffee. And then by 12 o'clock, I'd want to have another one, because otherwise I wouldn't have energy in the afternoon. Likewise, I wouldn't be able to have caffeine after one, because I know it impacts my sleep. And you're in this, like, literally like a kind of a habit of managing your caffeine, which is taking up so much time. So reflect on your motivations, understand why you want to do it. Like, if you actually want to do it, you'll probably know when the right time is. So the next one is, I'd set a date that you're going to stop, or you're going to start implementing the approaches to stop. So the reason for this is, like, if you don't set a deadline, or you don't set a definitive kind of time, you will just keep going. That's how addiction works. You'll always find a reason to have a coffee. You'll always find a poor night's sleep to make sure that you have a Red Bull. You will always find XYZ to kind of legitimize your decision not to do it. That's how addiction works. So set a quit date. I would normally say, like, do it on a day where you're either kind of more chilled, so you can kind of expect the negative repercussions to hit you and you'd be okay with it, or set it on one of your busiest days so that you haven't got time or any energy to be worrying about caffeine. The next one is, like, an approach that you can consider, okay? So obviously with caffeine, like, we are addicted to it. So our brain does become addicted to it, and you will get some potentially negative kind of consequences as because of quitting. So a lot of them is like caffeine headaches, stuff like that. You might find yourself getting a little bit jittery. You will feel fatigued because obviously you've got to get that caffeine out of your system. But one of the main ways you can manage this is by gradually reducing your caffeine consumption. So lots of people and some of my clients I've done this with is instead of going like cold turkey like I did, you just go to one coffee in the morning and then decaf for the rest of the day. And then in your second week, you would fully pull that out. And the reason for that is because obviously you're still getting some caffeine, but you're gradually tapering it down. So potentially, I didn't necessarily feel this, but potentially the withdrawal symptoms that you would feel nearer the time that you go fully off it would be less because it would be your body will be less reliant on caffeine or higher amounts of caffeine. When I just went cold turkey, obviously I did get headaches, I did feel fatigued, and you can expect all of that, just like you would if you quit smoking, just like you would if you're addicted to drinking and other drugs. You'd expect some form of kind of negative repercussions. The next one is to identify kind of where your caffeine is coming from in your diet. Like you might not even know that you are having caffeine. Like I'm not too worried about kind of like Diet Cokes, stuff like that. The main thing I was be thinking about is obviously like energy drinks, pre-workouts, teas. Obviously there is some in some food like chocolate and stuff and like that, but just make sure that you are aware of that. You got to eat a lot of bloody chocolate to be getting like all of the caffeine you need as like a pre-workout. But just identify your sources. I think the main ones that people need to cut out is like coffee and energy drinks and potentially pre-workouts. I see those as like the ones that give you like that intense caffeine hit that could probably kind of drop down over time. And once you identify them, you can either taper them down or you can just remove them completely and you'll probably save yourself a few quid. The next thing is like identify kind of alternatives for those drinks. So of course there is decaffeinated ones, so herbal teas, decaffeinated coffee. You can get pump focused pre-workouts, which kind of give you the same placebo. They give you all of the pump features that a pre-workout would, and they just don't give you that kind of high level buzz. And you could look at kind of more nootropic based energy drinks as opposed to caffeine based. So they would kind of rely potentially more on mushroom extracts, and I think it's Lion's Mane is one that's going around. I know Kyber Energy do a good one, because I know Rob, the CEO, is very much into kind of the caffeine free life, even though he does love a coffee in the morning. But that drink is really good, and I did feel like an actual benefit from drinking those, so I will be buying some in the future. So that's about like talking about alternative beverages. So when you're actually going through the process of kind of coming off of the caffeine, you need to stay hydrated. So like you just need to kind of fill yourself with water. I think it's the best thing you can do to kind of just alleviate any of the headaches that you might get, and just kind of flush it out your system as much as you can. You need to also understand that you probably will need to manage these withdrawal symptoms. So headaches, irritability, fatigue, and just make sure that you are aware that they're going to happen and how can you manage them. If headaches are really bad, you could look at having some paracetamol, ibuprofens. If fatigue is super bad, obviously try and make sure you support that with sleep. If you're irritable, make sure the people around you know that you're going to be irritable and why you're doing this, just so that they're not kind of stepping on eggshells around you, because no one wants that. One thing you can also try is like establish a routine that doesn't evolve around caffeine. So for example, my routine used to be wake up, have a coffee, sit down before I did any work, and then I would check emails, respond to messages and so on and so forth. So I have redone that now. So for example, I wake up, I do have my breakfast because obviously I'm waking up at like 5-ish to kind of get ready for my clients and my day. But I just removed the coffee and replaced it for a peppermint tea. I know it's not the same and it doesn't hit the same. Obviously, I'm not kind of charging myself up in the mornings with caffeine, but it's that time alone to myself. And the routine was based around time alone to myself, not around the coffee. Does that make sense? So it could have been any drink that I was drinking at that time, but it just happened to be coffee because I was addicted to it. Next one is that, and I've spoken about that briefly, is like make sure that your people around you know you're doing it, man. Talk to them. So they know when you're going to be a little bit tired, and they know if you've got a headache, or they know if you're not on your 100% kind of top form this week. That's absolutely fine. Can't be in top form all the time. Just like when they're ill, you'd probably support them. Just when you're getting caffeine headaches, they're going to support you. The next one is, you could practice some mindfulness and some relaxation around it. Again, I didn't. I'm not the most mindful person. I know it's something I need to work on. It is identified. I do need to do that. But you could start thinking about it, because obviously stress normally impacts kind of addiction. So if you are stressed, you'll probably reach for kind of things and reward systems such as caffeine. And I know I did. Next one, and links to what I just said, is reward systems. So celebrate milestones and kind of make sure that you are kind of recognizing your achievement for coming off coffee or caffeine. It's hard. harder than most people think. Like, if you spent your whole 20s and 30s drinking coffee, you've now got 10 years, 20 years of kind of habits and caffeine addiction to kind of overcome. It's not going to be like easy. It's not going to be something that's just going to happen overnight. But yeah, it's something that is definitely worthwhile for everyone if you're kind of thinking about kind of moving towards a position where you're not addicted to anything. One thing you could do is also track progress, and you could also educate yourself. So think about how like quitting caffeine is helping you and is improving you, will help you with your decision making and help you with your motivation long term, I would believe. Tracking progress, you could journal it, you could document things. So document mood journaling, kind of how you're feeling. That can help things. I know a lot of my clients do gratitude journaling in the evening, so you can embed that into that. And the last thing is that you make sure you're patient with yourself, okay? So you might have a day where you accidentally have some caffeine. That's fine, you know? Do you know what I mean? Like, just make sure that you're back in the game, back on track the week after. And in terms of those, a lot of those were quite negatives and how to manage it. But the positives I've found from quitting caffeine is that, like, my energy is much more reliant on the inputs that I put in. So if I nail my nutrition, I nail my sleep, I know I'll have energy that day. And if I have a poor night's sleep, it's okay for me to feel tired that day and not just mask it with fuckloads of caffeine, like grams and grams of caffeine. Because again, like, we're all allowed to have higher mood, lower mood, like just generally tired, more energetic. Like, I'm quite an energetic person anyway. I must have been absolutely fucking unbearable on caffeine. Like, I must have been like the type of person you want to put down. Not in like a horrible way, but like, let's sedate this boy because he's absolutely erratic. So now I also feel that I can train like any time of the day. Like, I used to only be able to train in the mornings or like early afternoon because I'd have caffeine in me. But now I'm like, any time of the day I can go. Run in the morning, literally give me a drink, let me get hydrated and I can go. I was doing sprints at like 9 p.m. the other night after a meeting with work. Literally, like, I can go at any time of the day. If you told me when it was in the middle of my caffeine kind of consumption period that I had to do that, I would be dragging my ass. I would not be very motivated. But now I just feel like I've got this new level of kind of just higher level of baseline energy. My peaks might not be as high as when I was taking caffeine, but my just general energy is much better. My energy is more consistent. My sleep is so much improved. I'd probably say my mood is also improved. Some people would probably say I'm just as much of a dickhead as usual, but I'd probably agree with them. But again, that's something I'm working on. So that's my two cents on why and how you should quit caffeine. If you want to do it and you're a client, just message me and we can support you to do that. If you're new around here, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review. It really does help the channel grow. We're getting a fair few downloads at the moment, so hopefully this one does well. Share it to your social media if you want to. And if you ever have any questions, just give me a shout and I will always answer them in my Instagram. That's Alex at Project Spark. So have a great day, great life, wherever you are in this world, and I'll speak to you soon.